News release. Ministry of Long-Term Care today, Rod Phillips, Minister of Long-Term Care, Stephen Lecce, MPP for King, Vaughan, and Michael Tibolo, MPP for Vaughan, Woodbridge, announced that the Ontario government is building a brand new and much needed long-term care home in Vaughan. The new home, which is expected to open by 2026, will provide a modern, safe and comfortable place to live for 256 residents and will offer culturally appropriate services to members of the Italian community. This new home is made possible by the province's initiative to sell unused government land on the condition that a portion of the site be used for long-term care. This innovative program is helping build long-term care beds where they are needed most, especially in urban areas where land is scarce and costly. The province has signed a conditional agreement of purchase and sale with Arch Vaughan Facility Inc. for a portion of 7231 Martin Grove Road in Vaughan. Our government is fixing Ontario's long-term care system and building new facilities, like the home that will be built on this site, is a key part of our plan, said Minister Phillips. Our government's initiative to sell unused government lands on the condition that a long-term care home is built on the site means that more safe, comfortable and modern beds are getting built in areas where they are most needed. Seniors in long-term care homes deserve better care and modern facilities that ensure they receive the dignity they deserve, said Stephen Lecce, MPP for King, Vaughan. Our government is building a new 256-bed, state-of-the-art long-term care home in Vaughan, improving quality of life and reducing waitlists for elderly family and friends that we love. Our government made a promise to move our seniors away from long waitlists and into modern long-term care homes with high-quality care, said Michael Tibolo, MPP for Vaughan, Woodbridge. Today's news means many of our loved ones here in Vaughan, Woodbridge can enter home sooner, and be cared for in a comfortable and safe environment close by. I welcome today's announcement to build a new 256-bed long-term care home in Vaughan, said Maurizio Bevilacqua, mayor of Vaughan. We are all aware of the importance of providing care to our seniors. As a community, we look forward to its opening in 2026. I want to express my gratitude to the provincial government for investing and supporting our seniors. The government has a plan to fix long-term care and to ensure Ontario's seniors get the quality of care they need and deserve both now and in the future. The plan is built on three pillars: staffing and care, accountability, enforcement, and transparency, and building modern, safe, comfortable homes for our seniors. Leveraging surplus provincial lands is part of the province's ongoing work to fix the long-term care sector. The government is making a historic $2.68 billion investment in long-term care development to deliver 30,000 net new beds over 10 years. An additional $4.9 billion investment over 4 years supports Ontario's plan to hire more than 27,000 staff, including registered nurses, personal support workers and support staff, to deliver an average of 4 hours of daily direct care per resident. This transformative vision for fixing long-term care means every resident can experience the best possible quality of life, supported by safe, high-quality care. Quick facts: the sale of this surplus government land is expected to be finalized in early 2022. In More Homes, More Choice, Ontario's Housing Supply Action Plan, our government committed to sell unused government properties to build more homes and long-term care beds. The Ontario government is making a historic $2.68 billion investment in long-term care development. That includes a $933 million investment in 80 new long-term care projects in March 2021. This will lead to thousands of new and upgraded long-term care beds across the province. Ontario now has 20,161 new and 15,918 upgraded beds in the development pipeline, which means more than 60% of the 30,000 new beds being delivered are in the planning, construction and completed stages of the development process. As of May 2021, more than 38,000 people were on the waitlist to access a long-term care bed in Ontario. The median wait time is 171 days for applicants to be placed in long-term care.